कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद नितई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमदेशी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की समवत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नेताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। कुमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनःभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं मन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीजूतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगुणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगुणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशोभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय मंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যঃ পতিতানং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবসাদি গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। মুখং করোতি বাচালং পঙ্গুং লঙ্ঘায়তে গিরিম যৎকৃপা তমহং বন্দে শ্রীগুরুন দিনতারিণম পরমানন্দমাধবম শ্রীচৈতন্যমীশ্বরম। প্লিজ রিপিট আফটার মি। ইদং ভাগবতম নাম পুরাণম ব্রহ্ম সম্মিতম উত্তম শ্লোক চরিতম চকার ভগবান ঋষি নিশ্চয়সায় লোকস্য ধন্যং স্বস্তি অয়নং মহৎ। দি শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ইজ দ্য লিটারারি ইনকার্নেশন অফ গড and is compiled by Srila Vaisadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Krishne Shadham Upagati Dharma Gyana Divhishaha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Puranarka Dhunadita. This Bhagavata Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, Text 21. Please repeat after me. Tad Bamanam Rupam Abardhata Adbhutam Tad Bamanam Rupam Abardhata Adbhutam হরেরনন্তস্য গুণত্রয়াত্মকম ভূখং দিশোদয়োর বিবরহাপয়োধয়স তিরিয়ং নৃদেবা ঋষয়ো যদাশত তদ বামনং রূপম অবর্ধতা অদ্ভুতং হরেরনন্তস্য গুণত্রয়াত্মকম ভূখং দিশোদয়োর বিবরহাপয়োধয়স তিরিয়ং নৃদেবা ঋষয়ো যদাশত তং বামনং রূপম অবর্ধতাদ্ভুতং হরেরনন্তস্য গুণত্রয়াত্মকম ভূখং দিশোদয়োর বিবরহাপয়োধয়স তিরিয়ং নৃদেবা ঋষয়ো যদাশত তদ বামনং রূপম অবর্ধতাদ্ভুতম হরেরনন্তস্য গুণত্রয়াত্মকম ভূখং দিশোদয়োর বিবরহাপয়োধয়স তিরিয়ং নৃদেবা ঋষয়ো যদাশত। তন্মামনরূপম অবর্ধতাদ্ভুতং हरिरनन्तस्य गुणत्रयात्मकम् भूखं दिशो दयोर्विवरः पयोधयास् त्र्यङ्गिदेवारिषयो यदाशत माताजी तद्वामनं रूपं अवर्धताद्भुतम् हरेरनन्तस्य गुणत्रयात्मकम् भूखं दीशदयोर्विपरहापयोधयास् तिर्यङ्गिदेवारिषयजदाशत
वर्ड मीनिंग तत् दैट Bhamanam, incarnation of Lord Bhamana. Rupam, form. Abardhata, begin to increase more and more. Adbhutam, certainly very wonderful. Harehe, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anantasya, of the unlimited, Gunatrayatmakam, whose body is expanded by the material energy consisting of three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance. Bhu, the land, Kham, the sky, Dishaha, all directions, Dau, the planetary systems, Vibaraha, different holes of the universe, Payodhaya, great seas and oceans, Tiryak, lower animals like birds and beasts, Nri, human beings, Deva, demigods, Rishayo, great saintly persons, Yat, wherein Ashataha lived. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of Bhamana, then began increasing in size, acting in terms of the material energy, until everything in the universe was within his body, including the earth, the planetary systems, the sky, the directions, the various holes in the universe, the seas and the oceans, the birds, beasts, human beings, the demigods and the great saintly persons. Purport. Bali Maharaj wanted to give charity to Bhamanadeva, but the Lord expanded His body in such a way that He showed Bali Maharaj that everything in the universe is already in His body. Actually, no one can give anything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for He is full in everything. Sometimes we see a devotee offering Ganges water to the Ganges. After taking his bath in the Ganges, a devotee takes a palmful of water and offers it back to the Ganges. Actually, when one takes a palmful of water from the Ganges doesn't lose anything. And similarly, if a devotee offers a palmful of water to the Ganges doesn't increase in any way. But by such an offering, the devotee becomes celebrated as a devotee of Mother Ganges. Similarly, when you offer anything with devotion and faith, what you offer doesn't belong to us, nor does it enrich the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if one offers whatever he has in his possession, he becomes a recognized devotee. In this regard, the example is given that when one's face is decorated with a garland and sandalwood pulp, the reflection of one's face in a mirror automatically becomes beautiful. The original source of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our original source also. Therefore, When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is decorated, the devotees and all living entities are decorated automatically.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutala Srimati Bhakti Sharupa Damodara Swaminiti Namini Namasad Bhakta Mane Munipurud Bhavaya Cha Prabhupadala Sadbani Pracharo Niratayate Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutala Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirbhishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatari
Hare Krishna. So today, actually this class was supposed to be given by His Grace Shankarshan Nidai Prabhu, but suddenly he left, so they have requested me all of a sudden, so I was not prepared at all. So please bless me so that I can say a few words in glorification of Krishna and His devotees. You have already heard that Shukracharya, he tried to convince Bali Maharaj not to give anything to this Vamanadev because he understood that he is God himself. And Shukracharya was trying to convince that you did not actually make any final agreement, you did not make any final promise. So there is still time and scope to withdraw your promise. But Bali Maharaj, as he was really a pure devotee, he did not want to withdraw his promise, and he understood that if he is God himself, and as he is coming from the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj himself is a Mahajan, so that propensity and devotional attitude of Prahlad Maharaj is there in his consciousness. So he agreed, he made a sankalpa that yes, I will give three steps of land, I promise to give three steps of land to this Brahmin. So at that time, all the demigods, Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Kimpurushas from different planets, they were showering flowers on Bali Maharaj because they understood that the sacrifice Bali Maharaj is going to make is really very, very uncommon, very, very uncommon. We can understand when somebody asks to give some donation, from pocket, it is not so easy, is it not? Even though somebody is a very... Okay, there are many good devotees, but still, giving money from your pocket, it takes, it is little hard. It is not so easy. But Bali Maharaj, he is not giving only 1 cent or, few rupees. He is giving, practically speaking, everything. So many planetary systems he captured, lower planetary system, middle planetary system, upper planetary system. Practically speaking, he captured the whole universe. By mercy of his guru, Shukracharya, he captured the whole universe. And when Vamandev, he asked 3 steps of land, then he was actually going to become a, practically speaking, penniless beggar. He was ready to become a beggar. So it was a very great sacrifice. But in this sloka, today's sloka, it is explained that when Bali Maharaj made the promise, then immediately Vamandev started to expand. Because previously Bali Maharaj was ready, he told, whatever you like, whatever you ask, I'll give. So that words were spoken by Bali Maharaj. So Vamandev took the opportunity and he started to expand himself. So when he expanded himself, then Bali Maharaj saw everything within his body also. In Ishopanishad there is a sloka, tadejati tannayjati taddure taddantike tadantarishya sarvasya tadu sarvasyaisya vaihata. All contradictions are reconciled in God. All contradictions. Tadejati, he walks, Tannay jadi, he doesn't walk. Is it possible? He walks and he doesn't walk. Tade jyoti, tannay jyoti. Taddure, he is far, far away from here. Tadantike, he is the nearest person. He is the nearest person and he stays in far, far away in Goloka. So, taddure means far away, tadantike means he is the nearest person. Taddure, tadantike, tadantarishya sarvasya, he is within everything. Tadu sarvasyasya bayhata, he is outside everything. So that's why God is inconceivable. In different religion, they cannot understand these things. That's why they deny the form of Lord. Because they cannot understand how God can be with form and beyond form, within everything, outside everything. This contradiction they cannot reconcile. So that's why sometimes they make some, you know, limited concept of God. But actually what is mathematically conceivable by our tiny brain is not applicable to God. God, for God everything is possible. So Prabhupada explained that sometimes people go to take bath in Ganges. That we also do. We take little water from Ganges after taking bath. And then we offer this water to Ganges. So this is common practice in India. So whatever we offer to Lord, actually it is Lord's property. It is Krishna's property. It is not our property. Everything belongs to Krishna. We offer or not offer, it is already with Krishna. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, Aham Vaishyanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamasrita Paccham Annam Chaturvidham. I am sitting within the stomach. So whatever we are eating, he is sitting, Krishna is telling, I am sitting within the stomach. So whatever we are eating, he is already in the stomach and he is eating. So even if we don't offer, he is already eating. But if we offer, then we become benefited. Just like Ganges water, if you offer Ganges water, it doesn't mean that we are giving little water, extra water to Ganges to increase the volume of Ganges. It's not like that. Already everything belongs to him. When Mother Yashoda, when Krishna ate mud, Mother Yashoda wanted to see how much mud you have eaten or whether you have really eaten mud or not. So when child Krishna opened his mouth, Mother Yashoda saw all the planets, all universes within Krishna's small mouth, which is geometrically impossible. Is it possible geometrically? In a small mouth, all the big planets, universes. That's why those who are atheist, sometimes they think that devotees are little crazy. Because in a small mouth, all the planets are there. This type of descriptions are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So those who are non-believer, they think this is craziness. How it is possible? How is it possible in small mouth? Krishna is there outside and even Yashoda can touch Krishna. But still, within the same mouth, when Krishna opened the small mouth, Yashoda saw all the universes there. Similarly, Bali Maharaj, he wanted to offer everything, but everything is already there in Krishna. So what he will offer? So this is Vaishnava philosophy, that actually we cannot give anything to Krishna. We just actually, it is a psychological thing that this belongs to me now, I give to Krishna. It's a wrong understanding actually. But with love, if you give, just like a child takes some money from his father, whose money it is? Father's money, and he purchased a packet of biscuit or chocolate, and first chocolate he gives to his father. Father knows, if I want, I can purchase so many chocolates, I can purchase so many biscuits. But my son took money from me, and with my money he purchased chocolate or biscuit, and he gave it to me. But whether father becomes happy or not, this is the question. Really, at least in my life I have seen, when my son gives me something, still now, if my son gives me something, even with my own money, but I feel happy. So this propensity, this tendency is reflection of Krishna's tendency, you know. Everything belongs to Krishna, but still he becomes obliged. He feels so much obliged. If you want to learn obligation, we have to learn from Krishna. You know the story of Sudama Vipra. Sudama Vipra, when he was a student, one day he went to the forest to collect firewood. At that time, Sudama Vipra's godmother, I mean the wife of his guru, gave two bundles of cheap rice. One for Krishna, one for Sudama. You know the story. And they went to the forest and Krishna told, okay, you are a Brahmin, so you are not habituated to work hard, but I am from Kshatriya family, I can work for you. So you sit down here, I'll go to the forest and collect firewood and I'll give your bundle to you and I'll carry one bundle for myself. So then, okay, keep this bundle of cheap rice, after I come back, we'll eat together. So Sudama Vipra, he was feeling hungry and he started to eat his own bundle first. After finishing his own bundle, he started to feel, you know, more hungry. Krishna is already there as Vaishyanara, Aham Vaishyanara Bhutta. So he started to feel more hungry. Then he was thinking, you know, the bundle, Krishna's bundle is in his hand. He was thinking, this is Krishna's bundle. Krishna is my good friend. I can convince Krishna that I was really very hungry and Krishna will not mind. So he just opened that Krishna's bundle and he started to eat. And he, one by one, bit by bit, he finished Krishna's bundle also. And Krishna is omniscient. He knows everything. Just after coming with the two bundles of wood, firewood, immediately at the bottom of the tree, he started shouting, I am very hungry, Sudama, I am very hungry, give me my bundle, you know, give me my cheap rice. So Sudama was embarrassed, what to reply, you know. Sudama told, don't mind Krishna, sorry, I was really hungry, I ate my bundle also, your bundle also. you have eaten my bundle. So until you return my bundle, until you return my cheap rice, you have to repay, I mean you have to suffer, you know. Anyway, this was childish quarrel. Krishna is doing pastimes as a child. So after that, they completed their Gurukul education. Krishna went to Dwaraka, became king there. And Sudama went to his village and he remained beggar for many years. He could not, even though he was struggling so hard, you know, he was only begging, he could not maintain his family properly. But he forgot why he became, you know, he had some debt to Krishna, that he took some cheap rice from Krishna. So then, finally one day his wife told, that I heard that your friend Krishna has become king in Dwaraka, so why don't you go there? And I think if you ask something from Krishna, as he is king and he is your best friend, surely he will give you something. So then Sudama thought, okay, at least wife has given me permission to go there, at least I can see Krishna, and that will be the highest benefit. So whether Krishna gives me something or not, let me take this opportunity to visit Krishna, my dearmost Shurid, my dearmost friend, so let me visit Krishna. So in this way, Sudama, he wanted to go to Dwaraka to meet Krishna. But the general etiquette is that, you know, when one friend meets another friend, they carry some gift. And what gift Sudama will carry, you know, he doesn't have anything practically. So his wife went to nearby, you know, neighboring house, and collected some cheap rice. And that was given to Sudama to give to Krishna. Sudama was having the same impression as he had in Gurukul. Oh, we are playing together, we shared cheap rice together. But after entering into Dwaraka, Sudama realized the day is changed. Now he is king, so many big buildings, big palaces. So he was feeling shy. But he already took that cheap price with him, you know. So then when Sudama entered there, then Krishna welcomed him like anything, you know, beyond his expectation. Krishna's wife Rukmini and Krishna himself washed his feet, and there was real sincere, you know, reciprocation with emotion and feeling. Sudama got little surprised. Krishna loves me so much. Now, when Sudama saw all the opulence, you know, he became little embarrassed and he tried to hide that cheap rice. So then Krishna told, "My dear friend, you have come to me to meet me after long vacation, after long gap. So it is natural that I will expect something from you, some gift." And at that time Sudama tried to hide it more, you know. He is trying more to hide that bundle, you know. "Hey, you have brought something. What is that something? Give me that something," you know. So then Krishna snatched it and he opened that bundle. He took one morsel, two morsel. Then he was going to take the third morsel, with great joy, you know, with great emotion. "So nice, you know, I am so happy." So then Rukmini came. Rukmini stopped. Krishna, she, you know, hold Krishna's hand. "Whatever you have taken, can you repay?" This was the question asked by Rukmini. "Whatever you have already taken, can you repay?" You know, the question is, Krishna is, practically he is the owner of the whole creation. And he is the king of Dwaraka. Why he cannot repay two morsels of cheap rice? And Rukmini was asking this question, "Can you repay?" And Krishna became thoughtful. He was thinking. And he realized, sincerely he realized, "I cannot repay. This is called obligation. His things, everything belongs to him. All planetary system or universes belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. Little cheap price he cannot repay. He can repay, but due to the feeling of genuine gratitude, obligation, he felt obliged and he understood, he realized sincerely that I cannot repay." And in case of Bali Maharaj also, Vamandev realized that I cannot repay. Now you may think that Sudama Vipra gave only small morsel of cheap rice and Bali Maharaj gave big donation, very big donation. Compared to Sudama Vipra's donation, Bali Maharaj's donation was much greater. But Krishna is not concerned about the amount of donation. Small cheap rice, Advaita Acharya used to give only one tulsi leaf and one glass of water. Tulsi dala matrena jalasya chulukena ba vikrinite samatmanam bhaktibbo bhaktavatsala. If you offer to God, if you offer to Krishna with real sincere love and devotion, tulsi dala, one piece of tulsi, jalasya chulukena ba, one glass of water, vikrinite samatmanam, Krishna thinks to repay this, to repay this water and to repay this tulsi leaf, I have to sell myself. I have to sell vikrinite samatmanam. I have been already sold by my devotee. So actually, until and unless we listen the pastimes of Lord, it is very difficult to imagine, even smell, what kind of personality he is. What kind of personality is Krishna? Nobody can imagine, nobody can understand until and unless we enter into Shastra. Until and unless we read scripture, it is very difficult, it is impossible to understand what kind of personality is the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. If you offer one glass of water with little tulsi, he feels that I have been already sold. Already everything belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. But he feels so much obliged that he sell himself. He sell himself. And that's why he became gatekeeper of Bali Maharaj. Vamandev became gatekeeper of Bali Maharaj. So in this way, actually for Krishna, amount of donation, amount of even amount of service, this is not the main thing. One of our Maharaj used to say, how many temples you made, how many disciples you made is not the main thing. The main thing is how much pure you have become. How much pure you have become. It is not that how much money you have collected, it is not that how many temples you have constructed or how many followers you have created. It is not the main thing. The main thing is that how much pure you have become. So that purity means pure devotion, feeling. If you have that feeling, that everything becomes secondary. There are so many rules and regulations, vidhi nished, you have to take 3 times bath, this, that. But these things are secondary. These things are secondary. If there is devotion within heart, then Krishna feels obliged and he feels that I have been sold to this devotee. So this is what happened to Vamandevan Bali Maharaj. Although Bali Maharaj donated everything, but he was as humble as Sudama Vipra. Sudama Vipra was humble naturally because he was poor beggar. He has to be humble. But Bali Maharaj, he was not a poor beggar. Apparently he captured the whole universe. But even then, his humility was like Sudama Vipra. His humility, after giving all these things, otherwise when he was arrested by, you know, that Varuna Pash, the snake rope, Bali Maharaj was arrested. He did not have any feeling of revolt, that why this person, I have given everything, but he has, what kind of treatment he is giving to me? I have given everything to him. That type of feeling he did not have. He was thinking, I promised 3 steps, I gave only 2 steps. And how I can give 4th step? He was remembering Prahlad Maharaj. Then it is said that his wife also came. And Bali Maharaj got some inspiration from heart. Then he realized, my head is still there and I could give my head. So then Bali Maharaj told, yes, I can give something to, you know, place your 3rd step. Then the objection came from his wife. What thing you can give? Do you have anything? No, I have my head. So do you think this head belongs to you? This head also doesn't belong to you. Whatever 2 steps you have given, these 2 steps doesn't belong to you. And the head also doesn't belong to you. So Bali Maharaj realized that what his wife is telling is correct. So with that mood, with that humility of a beggar, Bali Maharaj had the same feeling as Sudama Vipra. Everything belongs to Krishna, everything is Krishna's property, so whatever, I have not given anything, everything belongs to Krishna. So because of that mood only, Krishna accepted his, you know, attitude, his devotion, and he became obliged and he became his gatekeeper. For the mood, not for the donation, not for the donation. Bhavagrahi Janardhan. Bhavagrahi Janardhan means Krishna only consider our attitude, our service attitude, our feeling. It is natural. In Ram Lila, Ramchandra, his monkey soldiers, they are all not all perfect. They did many, you know, mistakes, but Ramchandra ignored those mistakes. Krishna is called Adosho Darashi. If we have sincere, humble feeling and love, Krishna will ignore, overlook our shortcomings. He will overlook our mistakes. That doesn't mean that willingly we will do mistakes. We will sincerely try to overcome our mistakes. But Krishna always overlook mistakes and shortcomings of his devotees. He only magnifies the feeling, what kind of feeling we have. And if we have that feeling, then under all circumstances we can satisfy Krishna. So time is almost over. If you have any comment or question or correction, please.
Hmm?
no question, no comment, no correction. Okay, thank you very much. I stop here. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samabhata Vaishnav Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bhava.